Under my chairmanship, we began to deliberate efforts to modernize and strengthen the partnership between the OECS and Canada, a structured framework for cooperation on climate resilience financing, on the transition to sustainable energy, on food security, and security cooperation against transnational crime. We are in the early stages of this initiative, but undeniably, we advanced it. And we engaged new instruments of development finance designed to move us away from projects that are piecemeal towards integrated, finance-ready portfolios that seek to treat natural capital and our resilience investment as the economic assets that can be used to leverage new sources of development financing.